Once again, Bad Radio presents Why Today Doesn't Suck.
Hey, who's the big birthday girl, huh?
Me.
Oh, boy. Hey, how old are you?
I'm this.
Well, call me when you're this, okay?
And now, here are your hosts, Bob Sturm and Dan McDowell.
Here's Bob.
Tomorrow, boys and girls, Joe Montana, the quite possibly, Dan, greatest quarterback in NFL history.
Yeah, not really.
On the sports radio show. Not really, huh? He'll be at the SMU
Overrated.
Athletic Forum. And we'll do that tomorrow.
You're making Sean mad in here.
I keep forgetting why you do that.
Here's why boobs. Are you putting on knee pads for Joe Montana? The hated. I'm a cowboy.
Are you?
Yes.
On a steel horse you ride?
That's right.
You want it.
So, Groobs, are we going to do anything here today or what?
Yeah. Don Davis Auto Group and Efficient Attic Systems bring you my nizzle.
All right, let's say hello to the hard line, Mike Reiner, Corby Williams.
Close out Facebook. Jeez.
What did you just call me?
If only I could.
I don't know.
Did you hear what you just called me?
Yes.
Did anybody else?
Yes, I did.
All sides, Corby.
Oh, boy.
So how's it going? Where's Mike?
Well, you are the hammer.
Oh, there's your best friend. Hey, Mike.
Football.
He's at the remote. I seem to be stuck in traffic on 30, Mike. Is this going to clear up?
Seems like Mike...
It will, eventually.
Might have left on time.
Queep. Yeah.
Hello, Mike.
Yeah, football. Whatever.
Hey, Donovan, what's happening?
Whatever, man. Queep. Well, today, everybody, is Tuesday, September 22nd, the 265th day of the year.
It's the new Monday.
There are 100 days left in 2009.
Count them down.
100 days.
How are we ever going to sort this thing out?
In fact, autumn officially arrives today.
Boy, did it.
Where is she?
At 4:18 p.m.
Yeah, I'd like to see her.
Yeah, me too.
Autumn comes at 4:20.
4:18.
Oh,
then we celebrate at 4:20.
Right.
Line 4 guy.
On this day in 1776, during the Revolutionary War, Mike, Captain Nathan Hale was hanged as a spy by the British in New York.
Skipper.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what did the phone lines have to say on that day?
Did you tweet?
Tweet.
No.
Tweet, Bob.
No, I didn't tweet. I was not around that day.
You know, on this day in 1862, Mike, President Abraham Lincoln issued the preliminary emancipation part.
Call 911.
You're choked up about that, huh, Dan?
Trouble in turn four.
I just found this odd.
You want to take two or do you want to move on?
I'm just going to pretend it never happened. Because I know you guys will.
We'll totally let that slide.
Declaring all slaves in rebel states should be free as of January 1st, 1863. So get
a lot of paperwork.
New calendar year. Right. Get all the work
yeah,
you
get
can
get that 3 months
now.
In. Yeah, get them going.
That's not Russian.
Well, I was born a rebel down in Dixie on a Sunday morning.
All right.
And Mike, on this day in 1927, Gene Tunney.
I like what you're doing there.
You remember what happened with Gene Tunney?
Did you get that?
Yeah.
How do you think of those blue-bellied devils?
And still see the eyes
the
of them.
Benefits were kind of sorry for those people, too.
It was Jack Dempsey v. Gene Tunney before 100,000 people at Soldier Field in Chicago. Remember the party platforms?
Oh, my God.
The overflow?
Boy, I sure do.
That would be his knees.
And all the chaos they caused?
They had to re-sod the field.
And a left, and a right, and a left, and a right.
Tunney defeated Dempsey.
And another left.
Yes.
Was this the
30 rounds later?
This was the famous long count, right, Mike?
I don't really know.
What was Tunney, your score? What is your score?
I mean, you've got a boxing aficionado in there, or someone who goes to great lengths to position himself that way.
I've so moved on.
He's a UFC guy now. Tunney, the defending champion, racked up points through the first six rounds with an unrelenting left jab. Dempsey finally cornered the champ in the seventh.
At the left. That's
my episode.
Staggering him at first and sent him to the canvas with a devastating left hook.
Oh, and another left.
The first time Tunney had been knocked down in his career. Dempsey stood over the fallen champ and did not immediately retreat to his corner. That caused the long count.
He raised his left hand.
The referee walked Dempsey to the corner, giving Tunney a few extra seconds to recover. In fact, so great was his recovery that he defeated Dempsey, a loss that would send Dempsey into retirement.
Sounds like wrestling. Then he picked up a chair, hit him right over the head.
I think the NFL Network is showing the Cowboys episode right now with all the ticket people in it.
Top 10 Cowboys.
Is anybody covering the story of Herschel Walker going into MMA?
Bob?
I'm intrigued.
But it's not UFC, right?
Not yet. If he wants it to be, he'll get there.
Do you, Bob, have a whole new appreciation for the Affliction shirt now that you've spent time with those people?
You know, at some point at some point we have to do a segment on the designer t-shirt.
Do you have one? An Affliction shirt?
No, I do not.
Oh, and you do too.
Okay, I got 10 of them.
Come on now.
But I'm not going to lie, upon a time I was intrigued.
Just admit it. Okay?
By not the Affliction t-shirt, but just the...
Just admit that you have one.
I don't.
Oh. Come on, dude. Just admit it.
I'm not giving in.
Come on. It's not
screams douche like those.
No, I know.
No, I don't make fun of you.
I get that, Corby, and I agree. Oh, do and I so agree after Saturday night? The question is...
So that's why you're distancing from yours, huh?
Okay, yeah. The question is...
Sorry, Mike.
The question is, Corby, is it the shirt or is it the wearer of the shirt?
Shirt.
It's both.
I think it's more of the wear.
See, I think the shirt... If you just look at the shirt and have no preconceived notions about who wears them, and not the Affliction ones, those are over the top, and even the Ed Hardy ones, but just some of the...
You kind of like them, don't you?
Well, no, originally I did until I saw what they stood for, and then I ran the other direction.
What do they stand for?
Douchery.
Evil.
You know, it's Derek. Derek likes them.
Bow, bow.
Derek? Chris enjoys them.
Quit.
They're very comfortable.
I bet Tom wears them.
Who's Derek?
I can't afford them. I buy the Target knockoff brands.
How much do they cost?
A lot.
Like $100?
If you have to ask, you can't afford them.
Affliction.
At least 50.
All right, I got literally a million birthdays today. Josh Manlove is 26. That's a P1.
That's a funny last name.
Let's see the... Oh, okay, remember the guy yesterday we were talking about, Ryan Fort? It was his birthday. His wife didn't send pictures. Well, he sent a picture of her. So he says, Grooves, that he now wants the Bob Nip Nip Wiener, Muser's Laugh, and a Pow Pow.
Give me the pictures.
It's right here on the wall. Dude.
Which one?
Okay. Just play it.
Nip Nip
Wiener. That's a very heavy price we had to pay.
What picture, there, Dan?
It's the one in the wedding dress.
Wedding dress?
Wedding dress.
I don't want a picture of someone in a wedding. Take that back,
Grooves.
No, because
take
they're
still a virgin at that point.
No, they are not.
Unless she was wearing white.
Unless it's in a puddle at her feet, I don't want to see it.
Boy, it's time for a talking to.
Or a high five.
Guys, this morning was a great one in Wiley, Texas. I woke my wife up in that special way. It was a hinge given to me. All right, wait.
Yeah, you can't read that.
Now, wait a minute.
Nicole turns 28 today.
Here, honey, put this in your hand.
From Jay Williams. Happy birthday, Nicole.
Happy birthday, honey.
28 years old, Mike. What do you think of that?
I don't think anything of it. That's outside my
day. I got you a present.
Now close your eyes.
What?
Are you to the point where 28 is too young?
No, don't open them up yet.
Really?
Not yet.
What's your basement?
Now stick out your hand.
It varies.
Now open.
Are we over 30, though?
We can be.
Can we be under?
Not generally.
All right.
But you see, not generally leaves an opening.
Right.
Yes.
There are exemptions for someone who's
there
very
are.
Mature.
There are.
And knows all the lyrics to all the Petty songs.
Right, and has implants.
Hey, Dan, my husband's birthday is today. His name is Matt.
and enjoy certain acts.
From Kelly.
You know, Jesse writes, Dan.
What kind of acts, Mike?
Jesse wants to wish our friend and huge P1, Eric Sterling, a happy birthday. And it would make it even more meaningful if Claudette and Herschel Walker could wish him a happy birthday.
What's his name?
Eric.
Thought we needed pictures for
I'm
requests.
On the phone.
Do we not have any pictures?
Pictures for requests?
Well, I think it's That's a dude. They're both
it's
dudes.
It's a dude, yeah.
Well, you have a girlfriend, don't you, dude?
Why would you just list that as a given?
Because every guy has at least had a girlfriend somewhere in their life.
Not really.
Groups?
No?
Or could download a picture of one from
groups?
The internet.
Girlfriend?
I mean, even what? TC has ever? A picture of a
Have
girl.
Have you ever had a girlfriend, Groups?
Uh-oh.
My mic's not working.
Well,
dude,
I heard
can hear you.
Yeah, I heard you.
Have you never had a real girlfriend? Not in a while. They let you do stuff to her? Experiment? Touch it?
Touch what?
It. What? Huh?
What?
So in the
Keep
studio,
cutting out, I'm sorry.
Was that, your first, was that your first
Hey, Derek, how you doing? Happy birthday, man.
Oh, hey, Herschel.
Oh, how are you there? What's your name?
Eric.
Derek?
Eric.
Derek? Is that
Eric,
what you're saying?
Eric,
I can't hear.
Herschel. Eric.
I had my eardrum burst out doing MMA.
Now, have you seen Claudette?
Oh, but I like Claudette. I think she's hot. I'd jump all over that thing.
We wish Lee Hunter a happy birthday.
Oh.
So.
Oh.
Also, Andrew Self is 19.
Andrew Dice Self.
He was not woken up in a special way because he goes to Baylor, where they frown upon such acts. But it's not illegal.
No, they don't. Not at Baylor. Not
the snake
I heard.
And
yeah, they do, too. They
are
may
my
frown
leaders.
On it.
The
What's
snake up?
I would love to hear Noxie say hey to Corby. All right.
Corby Davison of the Ticket.
Elsewhere, Ty Babylonia is
check,
49.
Check. Ty and Randy. Who can forget him?
She was hot back in the day. Hey.
Got a condo made of stoner.
Wally Backman is 50.
Am I Italian here? A Babylonia?
Vince Coleman used to call him that little redneck.
I don't think so. Goodbye.
Vince Coleman is 48.
Cardinal.
Larry Durker is 63.
Got run over by a tarp.
All right, stop the music.
Mr. Astros.
Again.
Harold Carmichael is 60.
Oh, wow. Well, how about it?
That's an Eagles great.
And a former Cowboy great.
He did. He had a training camp with Dallas, and he hated it.
What was his number?
17.
Okay.
Hmm. Former Cowboy great, too.
Yeah. For training camp, and he left.
No?
You just said that. Welcome to the show.
Sorry, a guy was asking me a question.
Oh, okay.
Oh,
well,
Mr. Popularity.
Okay, then. You should just take off your headset.
Well, I'm sure he's paying you a lot of dollars.
You should take a break, yeah.
Talk to him, yeah.
Yeah, let's just stop down and maybe we could all answer his question.
Oh, I'm sorry. This guy asked me something.
Right.
He asked me, would you like something to drink?
Did well,
he
ask no, you should on the probably air? Interrupt the show then.
I want a whiskey and a beer.
Tommy Lasorda is 82.
Dodgers.
Ethan Morrow is 34.
Thank you, sir.
Original draft pick of the Chicago Blackhawks.
I find him annoying. I don't want to do
Perhaps
that.
Perhaps best known as the captain
Not
of the Edmonton
Who, Tommy Lasorda?
Yes, it is. Quit hitting the
I
music.
I used to think his name was Moreau.
My microphone is now not
that.
Working.
Tommy
Two can
Daniels,
play this game.
Tommy Daniels says it's Morrow. So.
He would
gonna,
know.
How are we going to sort that out?
Who do you think knows more about hockey, Tommy Daniels or Ralph?
Ooh. Like pronunciations, I would say Ralph.
Well, I'm going to say Tommy when it comes to anything. Ralph doesn't sit in his living room watching four games a night.
No, but he works.
On four different TVs.
100 a year.
It's
you
not
think
the
he's ever done
Tommy
an Edmonton
Daniels,
game?
Dude. I'm just saying, Ralph mispronounces
no,
his name.
I don't think
Fight.
Ralph goes
Fight.
To Edmonton.
Fight.
I'm just trying to tell you that Tommy Daniels is weird about hockey. Ralph is just normal.
It's just Ralph's living.
Exactly.
So you think Tommy is more into hockey than like...
Than Ralph,
than
yes.
Girls or food, maybe?
You think Tommy's more into
well,
hockey
hey,
than
Hey, it's
porn.
Mike Reiner on the
Mike.
NFL Network.
Right.
Hey, Mike.
Let me tell you about Bob Hayes.
Overrated.
He had good run leg.
So black.
Catch the best, hand.
The best ass in football.
I wish I'd never done that.
Tom Landry, not that great. Next question.
Bob Hayes was the Rusty Greer of the 60s Cowboys.
Did you somehow steer him towards baseball?
David Stern is 67.
Throwing the ball to him was like a good relay throw from shortstop on a play at the plate.
All right, so the headline on CNN is confusing right now. You tell me if this is not stating the obvious. Relentless rain to blame for Atlanta flooding.
You're on top of it.
Yep. That is a headline.
It broke that right down.
Yeah. Anyway, back to you.
Gary Trent, 35.
I'm the Jack of the Mac.
Wait a second.
Well, let's see.
Wait a second. Is he the greatest player from your college?
Dave Jamerson may have something to say about that.
Sports babe.
Gary Trent Fernando. Sending ball boys up to get numbers in the crowd.
Yep.
Well, at least he wasn't pimping.
Wow.
Okay.
Wow, yeah.
Checkmate.
All right.
Well, I don't understand. There was one former Maverick great that used to do that.
Pimp?
Yes.
Who was that?
I can't tell you right now.
Well, call me and tell me.
All right.
Let's just say that it was...
I mean, like, really, pimp?
Yes.
Yes.
Pimp.
Yes, he was...
Pimp. He was a pimp.
Is he still with the team?
No.
This was back in the day. Oh. Back in the day.
This was a good while ago.
Well, call me and tell me. I need to know.
Let's just say that Mark Aguirre could do more than just shoot the basketball.
Very subtle.
Scott Baio, I don't know who you're talking about.
Who?
No, it's not Aguirre.
Scott Baio.
After
really?
Those hurtful charges, let me back off real quick.
I love Mark. I would never do that to the man.
Just on the Scott Baio
after school special.
Andrea.
Wow, now Mike's moving on to Randy White.
Bocelli is 51.
Get me off of there.
That's the guy.
You know Andrea
West
Bocelli?
Did you say up there?
That's the guy.
The Mike Young of the Doomsday defense.
I'm sorry, who?
I'm Andrea Bocelli.
Do you know Andrea Bocelli? Anyone?
I know that.
He's an opera singer, isn't he?
I sing of that song that the mom really loves so much.
Good one.
Your Step Brothers song.
All over here.
Right.
I did it on the Step Brothers down the track.
Gosh.
What the hell is going on?
You got to see this guy out here.
Debbie Boone is 53.
I would.
The singer of
You
Light Up My Life.
You would light up my life.
Of Groobs.
So many nights.
Groobs lights up my life.
I sit by my window.
Which gave us this.
David Coverdale is 58.
Oh, no.
White Snake.
Oh, White
Deep
Snake.
Deep Purple.
What's wrong with Little White Snake, huh?
And Coverdale Page.
Canceled their concert a couple weeks ago because of throat problems. So there.
Hey, that happens.
Yeah, they have a stomach pump.
Bonnie Hunt is 45.
I find her funny.
Hot or not?
I say hot, yes.
Hot. What about her brother Mike?
Had a little problems getting
Joan
out,
Jett
huh?
is Shut 51.
Up. I'm better to you than me, Ty.
That's quality. That's greatness.
Joan Jett.
Sure. Greatness.
Is greatness.
Yeah, sure. What she does.
Money. Sure.
Football.
First girl I ever saw spit.
And now here's your spare birthdays.
Somebody go! Somebody go! Did you just say what I thought you said? Almighty! She was.
I'm still looking for that.
I'm sure everybody knows I'm still hanging around Dallas a little bit.
Hey, there's Skittles in there!
It's a fart form.
Please.
Abe Gibron would be 84 today. Any chance he's still with us?
Abe Gibron.
Well, I don't know about Mike and his calls lately. Who'd you call the other day?
Yeah, you had a guy dead who wasn't dead.
I did?
Robert Blake.
No, I didn't.
I believe he did, sir.
He died in 1997.
Abe Gibron?
And it'll come up tomorrow because he dies on September 23rd of 1997.
Me. That's your comeback?
That's a really good comeback,
for it. Hey, if I said Robert Blake was dead, I made up for it there.
Best argument ever.
Jeffrey Leonard, 54.
San Francisco.
Let's go with Milwaukee.
One flap down.
Well, I think he'll go into the Hall as a Brewer.
Wait. Like human resource.
person.
And then from the Badger file, Mark Johnson, 52. Mike Richter, 43. Are you kidding me?
What?
Badger hockey doing well, despite Adam Burris blowing out his knee.
Oh, what do you mean?
And Ronaldo, 33.
Wow. Ronaldo Nehemiah.
And fat.
Well, I guess that means Ronaldo is 33, too.
Boy, did that guy fade quickly. Had a nice run, though.
There's a menage.
Ronaldo.
Bigger than the show.
Michael Crabtree.
Born on this day, now dead. Rocky Lane. Alan Rocky Lane. Alan Lane. What might I call him, Mike? Hello?
Who? Dead. Rocky Lane. Good God. Quick, get off Facebook.
Is that guy now talking to Mike? Here.
Are you on Facebook?
Yes, he is.
That's right. I'm on the radio and Facebook, ma'am.
Never works out very well.
Yeah, it does. So. What might you call Rocky Lane? I don't know. Who is he?
I don't know. It says the voice of Mr. Ed. Thought you would know that.
I had no earthly idea who the voice of Mr. Ed is.
You used to watch that show, didn't you, though?
I did.
Rocky
I did.
Lane?
I thought that was pretty funny, didn't
I did. I sure did.
So he's a horse, but he can talk. You get it?
How do they make the lips move exactly the right way?
What an actor.
A horse is a horse.
Of course, of course.
Dead on this day, still dead.
A horse, of course.
Irving Berlin.
What a stupid concept for a show.
Nathan Hale.
And but it's genius.
Gordon Jump.
Ah, WKRP.
Gordon?
Mr. What was his name?
Mr. Gordon Jump.
Mr. Sanders. Jump. Mr. He ran the damn station.
He was the big guy.
Ah, Mr. Bennett.
Mr. KRP.
Arthur Carlson.
That's it. You got it right.
Woo. Air bones.
High five, dude.
Tyler?
And that's why today doesn't suck.
Nip, 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 nip. Queef, queef.
Slaves are free in January.
Sports Radio 1310.